So first of all, we announced our Panasonic Energy offtake that will require a quarter of the mine production, 25,000 tons, going to Bécancour to be transformed in active anode material for making batteries in the U.S. for them, for their big customer, Tesla and Mazda, Subaru, and other customers. So this is one deal we announced. And then the second deal is an update on our GM relationship. GM is a large shareholder. Now we are selling flake concentrate, 30,000 ton per annum, to their existing anode maker. So they transform the product for GM using the supply chain that NMG will be building here at the Matawinie mine. So about 55,000 ton total going in batteries. So important. In fact, at Christmas, we will have 50% of all our contracts with on the CapEx will be well aligned, ready to execute. So we're ready to build this project in Q1, pending project finance. And now we have the heavy support from both our government of Quebec, government of Canada, and government of other J7 countries. You may have seen in the press release last week from our government of Canada that Japan also has an intention to invest in our project to support their own end user like Panasonic, Mitsui. So we have a lot of interest from those countries who start to understand the criticality of having a diversification of supply chain.
Good day. We have a special guest with us. We've got some big news. And so I want to invite Eric Desaunier, President and CEO of Nouveau Monde Graphite. If I mispronounced that, I'm sorry, Eric. If you can give us the correct pronunciation, that'd be wonderful.
It's all good. It's all good. I'm Eric Desaunier, president, founder of Nouveau Monde Graphite. Yeah.
All right. Well, Eric, you got some big news. I want to bring that out. But if you can just briefly tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and about your company.
Absolutely. So, I started the company now 14 years ago. My background is geophysics. So geophysics is very effective at finding graphite. So I was like early 30s. I wanted to start my first exploration company. So close to here, maybe 30 minutes airtime in Lac des Îles, there's the only producing mine of graphite in North America, even of the J7 countries. So that's really the 14 years ago, the inception of the company. We wanted to discover the next big mine going exploring in the Nouveau Monde. So that's really the Nouveau Monde graphite story in the early days. So that's where we really started to build the project.
Eric, you've had some big news. Let's get right into it. You had some big news. I think it was on Halloween. Was it Friday? You've met the G7, met in Canada.
Absolutely.
Can you break down the deal for us and what that means for your company?
Yeah, maybe, we have a large mine. We have a phase one operation already, but to finance the phase two, so we're planning to build 106,000 ton per annum concentrator. It's 2 hours north of Montreal. It's called the Matawinie mine. It's fully permitted. We have the deal with our partners, the Atikamekw First Nation. We started some activities on the construction of the project. It's a $415 million US project. And then some of the production is going to Bécancour to be transformed in anode material for different customers, including Panasonic Energy. So what we announced last Friday is where every tons of graphite will go and which offtake agreement do we have. So there's four deals we announced at the same time for the J7 meeting. So first of all, we announced our Panasonic Energy offtake that will require a quarter of the mine production, 25,000 ton, going to Bécancour to be transformed in active anode material for making batteries in the US for them, for their big customer, Tesla and Mazda, Subaru and other customers. So this is one deal we announced. And then the second deal is an update on our GM relationship. GM is a large shareholder. Now we are selling flake concentrate, 30,000 ton per annum, to their existing anode maker. So they transform the product for GM using the supply chain that that MMG will be building here at the Matawinie mine. So about 55,000 ton total going in batteries. So important. Two of the four offtake are really going in the EV sector that is under challenge today by the current administration. The rest of the world is going all EV. Now there's a slowdown in the US that we need to take stock and develop diversification. And that's what the two other offtake are all about. So it's making a 20,000 ton offtake with Traxys, that is the largest trader of magnesite. And they are working with us at placing graphite for a bunch of refractory makers to use in the steel making industry. So a very big market, but again, 20% of the mine output will go there. And the last one is the Canadian government and G7 allied countries offtake, 30,000 ton, a third of our future production, going in about 15 different application, about 150 different customers that are already buying from Canada. And we need to maintain those customers with the future mine we're building as big customer in North America. And they are all using graphite for many very important application, including defense application, polymers, thermoplastic, foil for heat dissipation. So tons of different application that provide great margin historically, but smaller volume. So we needed the government to play kind of a broker role at making this offtake bankable in the name of all the allied countries, so we can make this only big mine of critical minerals in the G7 countries right here in Canada.
Eric, I know you've mentioned this, but if we can kind of go over again, and if you can kind of break it down for us further, graphite is a critical mineral this time globally, and so the G7, clearly this is a priority. So why now? Why is it so important at this time? And then what differentiates NMG from other graphite companies?
Yeah, I would say that's the question. So concentrate of graphite is 80% produced in China today. So graphite, even if they produce 80% of the concentrate in the world, they produce 100% of the transform active anode material for lithium ion batteries. So even if they produce 80% of the concentrate, they are still a net importer. They need more. Like, we could sell in China our concentrate, they would use it to do value added solution. They don't want to sell concentrate. They want to sell carbon based solution for different applications. So NMG, we've demonstrated to our government that we're a good supplier of solutions. So we have Panasonic, GM as shareholder, we're working with Mitsui, because we're not only a mine, we can make the value added and the engineered product for these guys. And we intend to do the same thing in other verticals. So we're already discussing with some large defense supplier to really see how we can work collaboratively with them to not only sell concentrate, but sell like, for instance, electromagnetic shielding application, or sell some polymers, some thermoplastic containing graphite. So this is really where the second reason I would say the Canadian government was really interested with us is working with a company that has 120 employees, 40 engineers, 10 PhDs who can build on the graphite concentrate to develop further value-added product for our defense, but also for our economies. There's a lot of other markets that are quite important and are using graphite as a primary material. So we cannot build supply chains in the future that are 100% dominated by countries that maybe one day are friend, the other day are not. So we need to diversify this basket. And also we need it at the same time to have the right pricing structure. So we have already an historical pricing for graphite going in those strategic application that is quite attractive, a very good price, but we needed to kind of have a broker like the government of Canada to make this big offtake to combine all the 150 different customer and give us the price we need and the stability in pricing we need for for building those projects that are kind of generational projects. We cannot be volatile in our pricing. So the 7 years take-or-pay offtake allow us to finance the project with debtor and to have a more attractive value proposition to a capital market by giving certainty on pricing. So this is really what this is all about.
Eric, if you can tell us about what you were in terms of projects you have, jurisdiction, if you can tell us about what you have and then why people who are interested in investing in natural resources should be excited about graphite in general and NMG specifically.
Yeah, so graphite, yeah, it's as critical as other critical minerals you see on the list. It's very critical, but we have experience producing it in North America. Here in Quebec, as I've mentioned, like the mine isn't too far. We have our team, our CFO worked 7 years at the mine. He was financial controller there in his early days. So we have a bunch of experts like that who have experience in graphite to build this asset that is fully de-risked. Like we have obtained all permits, all deal with First Nation, 80% detail engineering. In fact, at Christmas, we will have 50% of all our contracts with on the CapEx will be well aligned, ready to execute. So we're ready to build this project in Q1, pending project finance. And now we have the heavy support from both our government of Quebec, government of Canada, and government of other J7 countries. You may have seen in the press release last week from our government of Canada that Japan also has an intention to invest in our project to support their own end user like Panasonic, Mitsui. So we have a lot of interest from those countries who start to understand the criticality of having a diversification of supply chain. So our deposit is great. Our team to develop this is great. And our timing to have a fully permitted mine is cannot be better. Yeah.
So you mentioned Q1. Can you give us a timeline and milestones of what we can expect?
Yeah, so we need to complete project finance. So the deal last week was all about sending a more advanced package to our lenders to complete their bankability process. We are nearly completion on all DD streamline. We're working on debt since about 2 years. So now it's about making sure we close this debt package. And once we have closed the debt and all the equity money from Strategics, we can launch construction thereafter. So us, the operation team, is ready to build this project in Q1, but we need to close the project finance first. So the Matawinie Mine project finance, it's $415 million US dollar. We intend to have about half and half in terms of equity debt ratio. We already have received earlier this summer about $1 billion US of debt interest from different parties, mainly export credit agencies. So we're well advanced with Export Development Canada, Canadian Infrastructure Bank. So again, another branch of the Canadian government. So we're well advanced to close this, but we need to close it. And then 24 months after FID, final investment decision, we have a mine up and running after 6 months of commissioning. So 24 months construction, 6 months of commissioning, and then mid-2028, we can start producing the graphite and also the transformed product for Panasonic.
If let's kind of shift gears a little bit, if we can get into the capital structure a bit, yeah. The share structure, if you can talk about the shares fully diluted, options, warrants written, and if you can talk about the insiders and institutions you can share, and what percentage consists of insiders, institutions?
Absolutely. So we have six insiders, which is you don't see that often in a junior company. We have Investissement Québec, Quebec government financial arm, Canada Growth Fund, which is an independent manager of governmental money, I would say. They received this mandate from the Canadian government to manage the money for decarbonization of Canadian economy, I would say. And then we have Palinger's Group that support us since 2019. We have Mitsui at 9%. We have Panasonic at 8%, GM at 8%. So all together, they represent about 65% of the share registry, and 35% is the float trading on NYSE main board and TSX main board in Canada. We have about 70 million in the bank as we speak. We have 83.4 million of warrants at 238 US that are only accessible to the six strategics that you see there at FID. Should they want to participate at FID, they have this kind of a price protection. But if they don't, they lose it and they cannot trade those warrants. They are really only for the FID process, and they have already expressed intention to access those warrants. So the equity portion of the project finance is in good shape. We have good support, great institution, great partners. And the debt side, as I've mentioned, is also well handled with a lot of governmental support and supported by Société Générale as the lead debt advisor as well.
Eric, what would you say to the investor who is looking for upside? And what would you say to the investor who is looking to mitigate risk? And what this deal does for both of those things? Upside, risk, how does this deal affect it? And where is the deep value at this point?
Very happy you asked this question, Steve. This is exactly what we were working hard in our negotiation with these parties. And this is what takes time. All our parties understand that we needed to have market-based index using North American pricing. So this is what we're doing in the four deals we've discussed, using North American pricing for future upside should this material become super in demand as we expect, and the supply being difficult. Our shareholder will deserve to take advantage of the upside. So it's all there. The upside is maintained, but also having downside protection to make sure we raise the debt we need to raise and also cover our investors for downside. So we all have floor prices. So in most of our agreements, 3 out of 4, we have a downside protection with a floor price that is quite clear. So we were good at explaining that we're building something like a baseball stadium that is quite popular in Japan and in the US and in Canada now. So we need a floor, but we don't want a ceiling, you know. So that's very important for mining and investors, and we were quite successful at achieving that.
Eric, what would you say is the one thing that differentiates NMG from the other graphite producers? And I mean, I'm curious, let's come back to that question, is why does G7 and NMG, and why so much belief in NMG?
But I would say that the main reason is our project is ready to go, and we have already invested, I would say, around 200 million in the project. And bringing, we have already a phase one operating. We've mined about 50,000 tons of ore. We have our 2,000 ton nameplate capacity demonstration plant going. We have the employee to host all those strategics when they come and visit. We are as good as it gets to not only produce concentrate, but produce value-added product. So it's very comforting for all those governments that support the major companies they have in their respective companies to trust a project like this as a first trials for the production alliance. So this is the first kind of a draft deal, what they call the production alliance, or where Minister Hodgson is talking about buyer's club. So that's the buyer's club. So not only G7, but also all the other allied countries to make sure that we have a project that gets delivered and gets funded and gets built as quick as possible to be the first example of what we can do in critical minerals.
Eric, you mentioned a large defense supplier you guys were looking at. I don't know what you can share, what you cannot share, but is there any news you can give us before what investors can look into or look forward to?
We've published recently through our R&D people, so you can find it online, but we have published new polymers that we've built using our graphite. We've built a recipe with two different third parties firm. Now we're making all the tests of those plastics and those polymers to see how much they behave, how well they behave for being like shielder of electromagnetic signal, and what exactly we need to do on those materials to be attractive on the defense application. We are in talk with some of those large contractors who are bidding on Canadian defense business, and they need to work with material provider from J7 countries. So this is an angle really where for us kind of margins are unlimited. These guys, they really need to supply locally, while the EV market, it's a great market for us, but we're kind of competing with what China can do. And it's all about kind of a cost. So now they have huge tariff in the US. So the cost is good for us because they have these tariff, but on the defense side, they need to supply locally. They need to make deals with local suppliers. And we're here understanding what are their requirements, and we'll be quite vocal in the upcoming few weeks on the results of these testing that we're doing to attract large defense contractor. Yeah.
Eric, I don't think so. I'm going to embarrass myself. Naval Monde, is that how you pronounce it?
That's good. That's a bit of a Spanish twist, but I like that.
Merci beaucoup.
Well, that's even better.
And that, is that, does that mean new world? What does that mean?
That means new world. Yeah.
New world. Okay. Well, if people want to follow Naval Monde's story further, if you can tell us where to find you, first of all, the website, if they have any questions, how they can reach out to you. And then if you can lastly provide your ticker and where you're trading.
Absolutely. It's easy. It's nmg.com. So novomongraphite.com, nmg.com, at NYSC, NMG, and in TSX in Canada, NOU.
Eric, thank you for forgiving my French. That's the first time I've been accused that my French sounds like Spanish, but that's okay.
That's good. No, thank you for the little course. That's good.
Yeah, thanks for letting me learn about your company, and a lot of stuff happening right now. So the timing works out great for people who are wondering. NMG and Eric has not paid for this interview. I am not currently an investor, although that may change. And again, listen to at the end of the interview, as well as on the bottom, we'll make sure to provide the information on the ticker, the website, and where to follow. So thanks for listening. Eric, great to have you, and thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you very much for having me, Steve.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci à toi.